Thank you, Mr. President. Regarding guaranteeing the public freedoms and personal freedoms in the field of the media and information, we have drafted a law for the freedom of the media and the press, and we have consulted the Association of Journalists and a number of civil society organizations working in the field. The aim of which is to strengthen the freedom of the press and the electronic media, and this draft law will be referred to Parliament in accordance with the rules and procedures of Parliament and in accordance with international practices and in order to rehabilitate this sector. Regarding the questions addressed to us, the Kingdom of Bahrain has always guaranteed the freedom of the press and the media. There are 7 daily newspapers and 9 weekly magazines, as well as a number of electronic newspapers and a number of TV channels. Legislative Decree 47, which governs publications and the press, governs the activities of the press without any censorship. It provides for equal opportunities for all newspapers and the right to receive and disseminate information and to abstain from disseminating rumors and false information. The journalists are not compelled to reveal their sources. Libel and slander is prohibited. We would like to mention here that no journalists have been detained until now in the Kingdom of Bahrain. And in order to protect the journalists, the legislative of the Decree 47 also punishes any person who assaults a journalist while he is carrying out his duties. The legislative decree also prohibits the dismissal of a journalist without solid motivation and solid reasons. The Association of Journalists has allowed journalists to improve their professional ethics. The Kingdom of Bahrain allows any TV channel or newspaper to recruit journalists without prior authorization. The Kingdom of Bahrain, in order to ensure openness and remaining up to date with technological developments, has taken the initiative of placing newspapers and magazines on the internet, and the Authority for Communications has also issued a statute governing the safety and security of internet use. Thank